It has recently come to my attention that some people visit the boundary waters for purposes other than birding. What I've always thought of as warbler heaven turns out to be more popular for canoeing and fishing than birdwatching. But even those people paddling a canoe or appropriating fish from loons and osprey occasionally take notice of flying objects, and not only military jets. It's hard to ignore a bald eagle flying past or an osprey peering at you atop its massive stick nest. A great blue heron can be pretty impressive, too. Of course, the big thrill is usually finding our state bird, the loon. Most people's loon sightings are limited to calendar pictures and wind socks. The real thing is much more thrilling and makes its own sound effects. It isn't hard to key in on bird songs from a boat. More people ask me about the song of the veery than any other. Veeries are thrushes, shy relatives of robins. Although they can be found throughout the state in summer, they're most abundant in the moist woods of the Northland. I always associate them with ferns. Two other thrushes sing in the Boundary Waters area. Swainson's thrush sounds a little like a veery in reverse. The hermit thrush has one of the loveliest of all bird songs. Winter wrens can be heard along old spruce bogs. Of course, not all the bird sounds are so pretty. Crows and ravens can both be heard. Crows cawing. And ravens croaking. Red-breasted nuthatches sound like they're blowing a tiny tin horn. Cedar waxwings sound like tiny mice snoring. When I taught an elder hostel class near Ely a few weeks ago, the songbird that impressed most people was the evening grosbeak. This species supposedly sounds like an exotic house sparrow. Although evening grosbeaks are usually common year-round in the Northland, down in tropical Minneapolis they're irregular. It's easy to pick out which vacationers come from the cities or even more equatorial places like Austin by noting how excited they get by the grosbeaks. Just one more instance of how birds can heighten our awareness in our daily lives. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.